Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. On this Veterans Day weekend, we're honoring the stories and sacrifices of the men and women who serve our country. With Veterans Day coming up on Tuesday and the 250th anniversary of the United States Marine Corps on Monday, PBS is bringing a powerful new documentary to the nation. It's called The Last 600 Meters, and it takes us inside two of the Iraq War's most intense battles, told through the voices of the Marines and soldiers who were there on the ground. The film was directed by award-winning filmmaker Michael Pack, known for projects that shine a light on American history and the people who shape it. The Last 600 Meters airs tomorrow, Monday, November 10th at 10 p.m. on PBS. And today, Michael is joining us to talk about the stories behind the film, the veterans who live them, and why their voices matter now more than ever. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having me on your show.
For those who haven't yet heard of The Last 600 Meters, how would you describe what the film is really about at its core?
Good question. I should add that for those who missed the PBS broadcast, which I'm sure will be nobody in your listening audience, it'll be available on Amazon and other streaming services starting on Tuesday. So it's called The Last 600 Meters because a sniper, a special forces sniper in the film, says, "I don't make foreign policy, I deliver the last 600 meters of it," meaning what he could see through a sniper scope. And that's our focus, is the ground truth level of the battle from the point of view of the people who fought there, from corporals and sergeants up to one-star generals that were in the field. So we, too, don't talk about the politics, whether the war was right or wrong or good or bad. We look at what it was like to fight these battles. And as you said, you know, these are the two biggest battles of the Iraq War, the two biggest battles America has fought since Vietnam. And I think we owe it to our veterans to understand what happened there. So we try to tell the story as a battle story, as if there were Gettysburg or Iwo Jima or any other famous battle. What happened on the ground to the Marines? They're mainly Marines, but not only battles, to the Marines, soldiers, and special forces and Air Force that are involved in the battle.
What drew you to this particular story, these battles, these Marines, and this moment in the Iraq War?
Well, I've been making documentaries mainly for PBS for many decades. I've had over 15 that have been nationally broadcast on PBS. And we started working on this one a long time ago. The battles, as you mentioned, were in 2004. We shot the interviews for these battles in 2007, when the young men and women in it were still close to the age they were in the battle and their memories were fresh. But we came to tell these stories because I was working on a documentary on the Iraq War. And it was originally going to be focused on technology and warfare, and there's still a little of that in the film. But I really came to see that these were huge battles and that people weren't really telling the story. And I thought there would be a chance to document it and preserve what happened. And I'm pleased to do so. And although we went back and forth with PBS about it for many years, I'm pleased that they're now broadcasting it in prime time as part of their salute to veterans, day before Veterans Day. And so I think maybe now is a good time to look back on these battles without our judgment being so clouded by our opinions about the war. And It's our feeling that whenever you think about the Iraq War, you still need to understand and even celebrate the heroism and courage of the young men and women that we sent over there to put their lives on the line for us, the American people.
This film premieres on PBS on the eve of Veterans Day and on the 250th anniversary of the U.S. Marine Corps. Was that deliberate, and what does that timing mean to you?
I think it was very deliberate. We talked to PBS extensively about it, and I think we're honored. I think it's totally appropriate, and I'm honored to be sort of the key documentary in their celebration. I think they have others concert films on the air at the same time, but it says that it's time. Look, all veterans, all wars, they should be appreciated, but it's sort of easy in some ways to look back at the greatest generation, the veterans of World War II, for instance. But these veterans in the Iraq War, these young men and women, they're as heroic. And I think it's time. I think PBS is acknowledging that. And I think that's really a great thing.
You interviewed the Marines and soldiers who lived these battles. Was there a story or moment that stuck with you long after the cameras were off?
Yeah. I mean, the way we did it was we found the footage of the battles that we thought were most dramatic and then went and found the Marines and soldiers that were in the footage. So you see people looking right at camera, telling you their stories and talking about the footage that you're seeing that they're in. And it's all first-person narration. There's first-person stories. There's no narration or commentary. So I think lots of them stuck with me. But the key thing, really, the thing that most stuck with me was the sense that although there is a lot of technology, as I mentioned, in these battles, a lot of times it came down to personal heroism. For example, one Marine officer, Lieutenant Seth Moulton, now a congressman, a Democratic congressman from Massachusetts, tells the story that one of the squads in his platoon, one of the guys, was fighting in this sort of second battle that we focus on, the Najaf, underground beneath these hotels. And he came upon an insurgent, and the area was so small they couldn't get their rifles out. And it became a knife fight between these two. And in the end, they both pulled their bayonets, and the American Marine, you know, stabbed the insurgent in the eye and killed him. So even with all the technology, here's a knife fight in the Najaf underground that could have happened hundreds of years ago that relied on these young Marines to their grit and determination as they struggled against an enemy in often horrific circumstances. I mean, another thing in that battle, the second battle, is they're fighting in, I think, 130 degree temperature. Some of them are, you know, have IVs in their arms as they come out of the battle, getting water through the IV and then going back to the battle. I mean, it's all so horrific. And I think it's stuck with me forever since I conducted those interviews back in 2007.
How did the veterans you spoke with want the public to understand what they went through?
Well, I think at some level they wanted their story told. It took a lot to get them to tell their story. They don't often like talking about combat. And it goes without saying that especially Marines do not like to be called heroes. I violate that all the time. I think they actually are heroes. They don't want to be called that. They really feel that the other guy was the hero. But I think they want these stories told. And we've heard now from a lot of these veterans that they want to have their wives and now their children watch them so they can understand what they went through. A lot of times they have trouble talking about them, even to their own family. And this is a way of communicating that, both to their family and really to the rest of us.
I'm speaking with award-winning filmmaker Michael Pack, director of a new documentary on PBS called The Last 600 Meters, which premieres tomorrow. This film promises to show the ground truth of combat. What does that mean to you, and how is it different from the way we usually hear about war?
By ground truth, it's a sort of military term for what's going on the ground. Maybe another way of saying that last 600 meters, what the reality of combat from an infantryman's point of view is. Not just, I mean, we're used to thinking about the strategic importance of these battles and the meaning of the war, and should we be there, and what do we think of Saddam Hussein, and whether weapons of mass destruction and all these other issues. But when you're in the battle, that's not what you're thinking about. You know, you're thinking about survival. You're thinking about completing the mission. You're thinking about the guy to the left and the right of you. If you're clearing Fallujah house by house, you're thinking about, will there be an insurgent there to kill you, or will there be a civilian that you have to protect and help? So they're thinking about other things, and they're seeing other things. And I think it's really important to see it from their point of view. And it's especially appropriate that we do that, you know, heading into Veterans Day.
How do you balance accuracy, emotional truth, and respect for families when telling stories of war?
I mean, we fact check everything. So I think respect for the truth is important. And I think PBS cast on us to do that. And I mean, I tried to tell the story truthfully and fairly. And that is really what, at the end of the day, these Marines and soldiers wanted and what we promised to do. We recently had a screening in Washington where we had some of the veterans come. And I was really gratified that they all felt we had done that. And I've heard from a lot on the other end of things. I've heard from a lot of senior Marine officers that they thought so too. For instance, General Mattis, former Secretary of Defense, who was really the hero of the first Battle of Fallujah. He called it a classic and a good way to understand the point of view of the infantrymen and the last 600 meters. And so that kind of praise makes me feel that maybe we did achieve that balance between telling the truth and getting their stories out there.
Were there moments you chose not to show or not to include for ethical or emotional reasons?
There were not. I will say this, that the Battle of Fallujah, the Marines went in and they were forced to pull out, handing the city over to insurgents who used it as a safe haven for both training and arms depot and finally torture chamber and beheadings. And that motivated the second Battle of Fallujah. And we showed the beginning of a beheading, but PBS, mindful of the FCC, did not want much of it shown. So we tried to hint at it without being gruesome. So that's something where we pulled back a little. But in general, I think it's important not to pull back too much from the horrors of war. You know, you want to be true to the veterans, but you don't want to minimize the horrors and awful things that happen. I mean, you do see a feral dog in the Second Battle of Fallujah looking for corpses. I mean, there are horrible things going on, and it's a disservice both to the veterans, but also to the American public to glamorize war, and we tried not to do that. But yeah, you know, under the encouragement of PBS, we pulled back a few things.
What was the most challenging part of producing this documentary, logistically or emotionally?
It was challenging constantly emotionally. I mean, these were very emotional moments, and I did want to, you know, not wallow in things. This is the point you asked about earlier, but to get the truth across. And then it was challenging to get it broadcast. I've had over 15 films nationally broadcast on PBS. This one was a challenge. It took years. And I feel very strongly that the president of PBS, Paula Kerger, showed courage in finally putting it on the air. And so it was challenging to produce and it was challenging to get it broadcast. But it's gratifying to see it aired and to have these veterans say nice things about it. I mean, I think it's a struggle that was worth it.
For people who might not know about Najaf or Fallujah, what do you hope they learn?
Well, I think they need to learn what happened and why we were there. You know, Fallujah was a fight against Sunni insurgents in the north and Najaf against Shiite insurgents in the south. And I think we just owe it to veterans to understand that these are the biggest battles America has fought in the last 40 years. I mean, I think that's not too much to ask. I don't want to recap the whole story, but if they watch the film, they'll learn the story. And I think that's what we owe veterans, not just empathy, but knowing what they did and why they fought there and what it meant. And I hope they come away with that to the point where if someone else asks them what happened, a viewer, they can explain it to them.
I'm speaking with award-winning filmmaker Michael Pack, director of The Last 600 Meters, which airs tomorrow on PBS. How does the film help us understand the service and sacrifice of the Marines and soldiers who fought there?
Well, you know, you see people get wounded in this film. I mean, for instance, we tell the story of this squad in the Second Battle of Fallujah, because we have this wonderful footage shot by the combat cameraman, Jan Bender, who was, you know, sergeant in that squad. And during that part of the film that we're with them, you know, you see the person in command of the squad, a sergeant, Matt Piano, get shot in the head, you know, and you can see him pulled off from the battlefield and you can see his attitude and what it means to him. We have the footage. We interviewed both Bender and Piano and the others. And you can see then the squad trying to regroup itself and go forward and who takes leadership and how it moves. So there are many instances like that where we tell a story of sacrifice. And, you know, Piano talks about how, you know, he felt he had let his men down by being wounded. As he says, when you're a Marine, you're not supposed to be wounded. And he felt he had let his men down. Of course, they didn't feel that way. But, you know, you get a sense of what that, what it's like to go through that. And he was lucky to be alive. He was wounded, but he was at our screening in Washington and doing quite well. But it was a moment where people thought he might be dead, but he was not. But he was still wounded and carried off from the battle.
In an age where younger generations get lots of their history from social media, why is telling this story in depth still important?
Well, you know, there's nothing wrong with social media, and we're all on it. But I think you can't understand a story without having more time and attention to it. I mean, I'm a big fan of feature films, including great war films, like, say, John Ford's They Were Expendable about World War II. And you can't tell these stories in a short compass. You know, going back to sort of the Iliad, you know, maybe the first of these stories told by Homer in a very long poem, 24 books. So some things take time. You need to understand the characters. You need to follow a story with a beginning, middle, and end in order to feel for them and empathize and see what happens and develop characters and emotional responses. It takes time. Film is 90 minutes, which I don't think is that long. And I have to say that even though people talk about short attention spans, there are plenty of people binge watching miniseries on Netflix and Amazon and Hulu, and including nonfiction ones as well as fiction ones, including ones about war. So I think that even this younger generation will not have trouble watching the 90 minutes of the last 600 meters.
You mentioned that veterans who have watched this film so far have responded very positively. What does that response mean to you?
I find it really gratifying. I mean, we made the film for the general public, but also for the veterans. It was deeply meaningful to me. Often when you make a documentary, or almost always, people are entrusted you to tell their story and tell it fairly. And there's always a temptation to cut corners and maybe do a simplified version. And I really feel we didn't. We tried not to. We tried to be true to it. And it's really gratifying that they felt that way, too. I mean, it made me feel that we had done something right in this film.
What do you hope families of service members, past and present, take away from watching this film?
I want them to understand what their family member who was in the service went through with a renewed compassion, maybe renewed empathy. You know, not to say they don't, their loved ones, they understand, but maybe not in this detail that they can see it in the film. So I think it gives them a chance to relate to what their service member relative did, and maybe even spark a conversation about that with them. I think sometimes those are difficult conversations.
If a veteran listening today feels compelled to share their own story, what would you say to them?
I think that's an important thing to do. I think that's a great thing to do. I think it's important for veterans, especially for some of these older wars, like, say, Vietnam, to preserve their memories for their children and grandchildren on film or video in some way or another. I think that's an important thing to do. Otherwise, they'll have these children and grandchildren that will want to know and won't have access to it. And sometimes people are reluctant to do that, but I would beseech them to do it.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
I've been speaking with award-winning filmmaker Michael Pack, director of The Last 600 Meters, which airs tomorrow, Monday, November 10th at 10 p.m. on PBS. You also mentioned that it'll be available on streaming services starting Tuesday. Tell us more about that.
PBS is distributing it, and I know that they have a channel on Amazon, so I know it'll be on Amazon, but they are very aggressive about distributing it far and wide, so I think it'll be in other streaming services too. But I can guarantee it'll be on the PBS Amazon channel by the 11th.
And if someone wants to learn more or support the veterans featured in this film, where should they start?
Well, they can learn more by going to our website, which is manifoldproductions.com. Or for our more recent films, we have a new company, Palladium Pictures, and they go to palladiumpictures.com. To support the veterans, I think they should just turn to the very many and great veteran organizations around there. I'm not sure which I think are better than the others. That is a tricky question beyond my expertise. But I also think the way to support the veterans is not just by contributing, but by understanding and celebrating what they did, even in wars that you did not like. And that's, I would ask people to do that, you know, on Veterans Day when it comes up, and reach out to veterans in their community and surely in their family.
And any last thoughts for us?
I'm proud that our film is part of PBS's Veterans Day celebration. And as you mentioned earlier, the 250th anniversary of the Marine Corps. But, you know, I would ask people to turn their attention to veterans and think hard about veterans issues and not just take an easy, go to a few fireworks or do a few simple things. I mean, I would try to give thought to what these wars mean and what it means to fight in them.
Thank you so much for talking with us today. And I'm looking forward to watching The Last 600 Meters.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms. rooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.